Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Last Sunday, when we had first had our first service here, I told the folks that were here, I could really hear you singing, and now I can even hear you speaking back and responding to me. It's so different from being in the sanctuary when we're so spread out. Anyways, it's good to have you here today as we gather for worship on this second Sunday in July. And if you are visiting today, we extend a special welcome to you. And if it is your first time here, we hope that you will fill out a welcome card and make sure that you let us know that it is your first time here so that we can extend a special welcome to you. You'll note on the back page of the bulletin the calendar for this week. Do want to let you know that we are not having coffee hour today because of the business meeting for the congregational members. And so we will not be having coffee hour upstairs here today. But do want to just call your attention to the few activities going on this week. You can read those for yourself. Do want to call your attention to the green insert in your bulletin today. And the church property trustees are sponsoring a yard sale for the church. The church is going to be selling some things, and they will sell some things for you if you don't want to come and sell. If you'd like to rent a table, I think the price is $20. If you have questions, see Mr. Steve Butland about that. Steve has taken this little project on for us. And so that's Saturday, August 12th. And on the reverse side is the shopping list for backpack supplies for housing families. There are additional copies of the list out by the bucket. And don't worry, we just removed the things that have already been donated. They haven't disappeared. We just put them away. But Marilyn Glover is organizing this and has asked, because Housing Family asks, that if you could just leave, we don't need the receipt, but if you could just leave a piece of paper with your donation, if you're able to do one, of the approximate value, because Housing Family asks for that, and then Marilyn has to sort of guesstimate, well, how much this package of pencils is or this package of pens. So if you could just write down, you know, tape it to the bag, or even just stick it in the bag, about how much money you spent, that would help Marilyn a lot to get that information to Housing Families. So at this time, I invite you to turn in the hymnal to selection number 476 for our responsive call to worship. We're reading selected verses from the book of Colossians. Let us read responsively from God's holy word as we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, not on earthly things.
For your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self,
which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Christ is all.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Bear with each other, and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another.
Forgive, as the Lord forgave you.
For all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect union.
Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace.
And be thankful.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom.
And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God.
Whatever you do, whether in word or deed,
do it all
We are here to worship and celebrate Jesus Christ in our lives. Our opening hymn is Come All Christians Be Committed, number 544 in the hymnal. And those who are able are invited to stand as we sing together. Together. Almighty God, we gather as the body of Christ this morning to boldly offer you our prayers and our praise, for you alone are worthy of our worship. Prepare our hearts and our minds to worship you so that we may be fully present to you, setting aside any cares or concerns that we may have come with this day. Let our words, spoken and sung, be to your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. And now pray as he taught us. We pray aloud together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father. Amen.
may be seated. And I neglected earlier during the announcements this morning to let you know that Marilyn is on vacation this week, but Irene Hoffman is here as our substitute pianist, but also doing double duty, that she's also going to sing for us today as well. So now let us continue in our worship as Irene sings.
Tom realized some things that he realized some volunteers didn't do as well as he had hoped they would in emergency. So so we can let the learning experience for them. But we do want to keep the organization of prayer. And up to this individual, I have no idea what the man's name is, was, but also the volunteers that, you know, had to witness this and help out. So that's a concern I have, and I'd like to share and ask for your prayers as a church leader. Do you have any other requests for prayer, celebrations, or concerns in your prayer?
I celebrated my birthday yesterday.
So happy birthday.
87.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Congratulations. Congratulations. Peggy.
Yeah, my friend, her grandson is cancer-free.
Right. Peggy had asked for prayers for one of her grandson, one of her friends, a few weeks ago, who had cancer in his back. Mm-hmm. And was having surgery, and the results of the surgery are that he is now cancer-free. So we celebrate that. Cindy.
Continue to keep my brother in prayer.
Yes, Cindy's brother, his cancer has spread, and we want to keep him in prayer because he's considering treatments and whatever's going on with that. Richard.
I got a phone call yesterday that my great nephew in Louisiana died. Less than 40 years old. I don't know any circumstances or anything yet. Just, you know, my niece called me to tell me that he's died.
Okay, so we want to keep your family in prayer. Amelia.
The daughter of Keeper Latina, Isabella, is sick today. Now this is the third day that she's been so her fever, high fever, and going higher.
So Bella is sick. Mm-hmm. Bella is sick within 3 days. It was a fever going up and down. So we want to keep Bella in prayer, obviously. And Naomi.
The official date for my mom's surgery is August 11th.
Okay, so Naomi's mom, Genevieve, is having surgery on August 11th.
And yeah, it's on her ankle, and I think it's because she has, like, it was just cysts in her ankle, and they're expanding quite a bit. They're right near an artery, and some nerves, so there's bound to be nerve damage, but they're having her keep an eye on it. They say if her foot somehow goes numb, she needs emergency surgery.
And we hope that her foot does not go numb. And in the meantime, hopefully that she'll be able to wait until surgery is scheduled on August 11th. And Naomi's mom, Genevieve, surgery on her foot. Yes, please.
So one of my coworkers passed away.
One of the father of one of his coworkers passed away last week. So I want to keep that family in prayer. Anyone else? Steve.
My younger's got a basketball. Transpired prior to that, so the family's had an awful lot of trouble.
So we want to keep the Robillard family in prayer. I didn't know all that about John.
Yeah.
But yeah, anybody that's volunteered in front of the flight downstairs, that John is like, he's been the meal coordinator. And so I think he had taken time off before because his brother had kidney problems.
Exactly, right.
So we want to keep John and Cindy. And Cindy's, you know, I did see that paper that was in the son said. So I want to keep the Robillard family. Anyone else have a prayer request? If not, then let's go to God. Let me have some of these requests or some of on your part. Let's pray together.
loving and living God. We pray that your Spirit would be present with us, would fall upon us, that you would receive our silent prayers and also our corporate prayers today. Lord, we've mentioned many requests for prayer today, some of loved ones and some of situations. Lord, we just lift them all up to you now. We pray especially for those who are ill today. We just pray that your healing touch according to your will for their lives may take place. For we know you as the master physician, and you know what is best for each of us. And we just do pray for those who are not feeling well today, whether it's due to illness or injury. Lord, we pray for those who are waiting surgery or diagnoses or treatments. Lord, just pray that, you know, this time of waiting may be a time of patience, which is sometimes difficult for us to have. Lord, we also pray for those who are in mourning today, those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Lord, we celebrate birthdays. We celebrate those who have been ill and are now feeling better and able to worship with us and able to be about doing more things. Lord, we do pray for the ministry of Bread of Life. We pray for those who are hungry, who Bread of Life reaches out to. Lord, we pray for the situation that took place in our building on Friday night. Lord, you know who this individual was. We don't need to know who it is, but we pray for him today. We pray that whatever is going on in his life, that you are present there. We pray that you will care for the staff and the volunteers as they debrief this week and talk about what happened and how they might be able to do things differently. Lord, we pray as a partner of Bread of Life and as host church, Lord, that we may reach out and support the volunteers of Bread of Life and the staff as well. That they may know that, you know, we are concerned about them. We are concerned about the guests who come. Lord, at times we aren't sure, you know, sometimes we know people's names who come to dinners and sometimes we don't. Lord, even the anonymity, we know that they are all your children. We thank you for them. We thank you that we have been able to, for all these years, being able to provide not only food on one night a month, but also provide space, prepare meals, and serve meals to those who are in our doors and those who are staying in motels. Lord, we just thank you for the resources that we have, and we've been able to share those in tangible and intangible ways. Lord, we also pray this day for those who are on vacation, those who may be traveling. We pray that they may have safe journeys. We pray that those who are on vacation may find a time of rest and relaxation, that when they return home, they may be renewed and refreshed and ready to pick up the job again. Lord, we thank you for our congregation, its rich history. Lord, we pray for our church today. We pray as the congregation and the church members will meet this afternoon and talk about who we are as the First Baptist Church of Lowell and then, you know, where we see ourselves going in ministry in the coming years. Lord, we pray for your guidance and your wisdom as we meet this afternoon, that all that we decide to do and all that we look forward to doing may be done according to your will. Lord, we lift all of these things to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We've worshiped many ways. We've read scripture together this morning. We've sung hymns. We've prayed together. Now we have an opportunity to continue in our worship as we present our tithes and our gifts as the ushers receive the morning offering. Thank you. pray together. Lord, we offer these tithes and these gifts to you and ask that you would bless them and bless us as we share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. We ask this in his name. Amen.
But don't put your hymnals away. Our scripture is responsive today from the hymnal. It's selection number 312. I invite you to turn to that. And Virginia Williams is our lay leader today and will be coming to share with us and read with us the scripture.
There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit.
There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.
There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men.
To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom.
To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit.
To another, faith by the same Spirit.
To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit.
To another, miraculous powers.
To another, prophecy.
To another, distinguishing between spirits.
To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues.
And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit.
And he gives them to each one, just as he determines.
The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts.
And though all its parts are many, they form one body.
So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body.
Whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given one spirit to drink.
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
Eagerly desire the greater gifts.
Thank you, Virginia. Let's pray together. Lord, as we have read from your holy word, we realize and learn that we each are unique beings and gifted by you in special ways. And Lord, we pray that we may discover, if we are not sure of, or that we may better use the gifts that you have given to us, that we may use those to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we may use those to build up the body of Christ known as the First Baptist Church of Malden, that we pray that your Spirit will continue to be with us and to bless us as we open our minds and our hearts to receive a word from you this day. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been told at times that I am preaching to the choir, meaning that those who need to hear the message are not present, and those who are hearing the message do not need to hear it again. In some cases, that may be true. But other times, individuals have told me, "You must have been thinking of me. That message really spoke to me." And my response is often, "If the shoe fits, put it on and wear it." Wherever you find yourself this morning, feeling you've already heard this message, it doesn't apply to you, and/or it speaks to you deeply, I encourage you to allow the Spirit of God to work within and among each of us. May we be surprised, we may be surprised by what God can do if we are open to God's leading and God's guidance in our lives individually and collectively. So I have a question. I often start my sermons with a rhetorical question. So how is your physical body today? Do you have any significant aches or pains? Are all the body parts working in tip-top condition? Or are one or two injured or diseased in some way? Just like our physical bodies sometimes are out of sorts, so too the body of Christ sometimes is not functioning in the best possible way. In addition to the verses that we read responsively as this morning's scripture, the Apostle Paul tells the early church at Corinth and tells us here today that Christ is like a single body which has many parts. It is still one body, even though it is made up of different parts. In the same way, all of us, no matter our differences, have all received the same Spirit and are part of Christ's body. For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not keep it from being a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body," that would not keep it from being a part of the body. If the whole body were just an eye, how could it hear? And if it were only an ear, how could it smell? As it is, however, God put every different part in the body just as he wanted it to be. There would not be a body if it were all only one part. As it is, there are many parts put in one body, but one body. So then the eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," nor can the head say to the feet, "Well, I don't need you." On the contrary, we cannot do without the parts of the body that seem to be weaker, or those parts that we think aren't worth much are the ones which we treat with greater care. While the parts of the body that don't look very nice are treated with special modesty, which is the more beautiful parts do not need. God himself has put the body together in such a way as to give greater honor to those parts that need it. And so there is no division in the body, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. If one part of the body suffers, all other parts suffer with it. If one part is praised, all parts share its happiness. All of you are Christ's body. Each one is a part of it. So what part of Christ's body are you? What spiritual gifts have been bestowed upon each of you? I want to shift our thoughts from body parts to entire bodies for a little while this morning and share a story with you about four people whose names are Sam Somebody, Chris Everybody, Alex Anybody, and Pat Nobody. Together they were the best of friends, but when it came to a task, they weren't very good at completing it. Whenever there was a job to be done, they all began to argue. This is how it always went. Everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Now, anybody could have done it, but in the end, nobody always ended up with the task. When nobody did it, somebody was angry because it was everybody's job. But everybody thought that somebody would do it instead. Now, nobody realized that nobody would do it. So consequently, everybody blamed somebody. When nobody did what anybody could have done in the first place. To tell you a little bit more about these four fine folks. They were fun and active and busy people. But what they accomplished was a shame, and everyone knew it. You see, everybody had a good idea. But everybody thought somebody would follow it through. However, somebody thought anybody would work on it. And anybody thought everybody should do it. So nobody ended up working on it again. One day, a contest was announced. All four were set to enter. Now, everybody thought anybody could win the prize. Anybody thought somebody would win. And somebody thought everybody would get a prize. Nobody was the smartest of the four, and nobody was very faithful. Nobody worked very hard, and then nobody won the prize. One more story I want to share about another friend of these four. You see, these four folks belonged to the same church. And they were greatly saddened to learn of the death of one of their most valuable members named Someone Else. Someone Else's passing created a vacancy that will be difficult to fill. Someone Else had been around for years, and for every one of those years, Someone Else did far more than the normal person's share of the work. Whenever anybody mentioned leadership, somebody always looked to this wonderful person for inspiration and results. Someone else can do that job. Well, whenever there was a job to do, a need to be filled, or a place of leadership, one name was always given: Someone Else. Everyone knew Someone Else was the largest giver of time and money. Whenever there was a financial need, everybody, anybody, and somebody always assumed that someone else would make up the difference. Now, someone else is gone. All the people wonder what they will do. No longer can they utter the words, "Let someone else do it." If it's going to be done, one of them will have to do it. And my fear is that most of the time, that someone will be nobody. On the world scale, the Church of Jesus Christ, and locally, the First Baptist Church of Malden, is made up of many different bodies. each with different skills, talents, financial resources, and levels of interest and energy. Each and every one of these bodies is important if the church, the body of Christ, is to be fully healthy and functioning and carrying out the mission that Jesus has left for us to do. As we each said, I do in the waters of baptism and or when receiving the right hand of fellowship, we were recognizing and accepting the privileges and responsibilities of being a part of Christ's body, known as the First Baptist Church of Malden. Our ideas, our voices, and our votes count. Our time, our energy, and money are used to serve Christ locally, regionally, nationally, and globally. We strive to be praying, present, participating, positive, peaceful, patient, and paying members of this local manifestation of Christ's body. As we read responsibly this morning, each of us has special spiritual gifts that need to be used if the body of Christ is going to be living to its full potential. Earlier, I asked the rhetorical question of what body part each of us is, and that is one of the challenges we need to face as a congregation made up of many different vital body parts. Who are our eyes and our ears? Who are our hands and our feet? We need to remember that someone else has passed away, and it's now up to somebody, anybody, and everybody to, as we sang earlier this morning, be committed to the service of the Lord, make their lives for Him more fitted, tune their hearts with one accord. Of their time and talents give Him. They are gifts from God above, to be used by Christians freely to proclaim His wondrous love. The body of Christ, the church, is made up of numerous body parts belonging to a variety of bodies. May everybody in the First Baptist Church of Malden be an active part of the congregation while nobody sits on the sidelines. Let's pray together. Lord, we come to You and maybe able to identify ourselves in some of those bodies of the church. Lord, how many of us have said, let somebody else, oh, somebody should do that. We have great ideas, oh God, but times we don't always follow through. Lord, we pray that this day we may examine our gifts and our talents and our resources and look for ways that not someone else, not somebody, but I, me, we may do something together. Lord, we pray that the nobodies will not be active in our church anymore. We pray that anybody and the everybodies will be even more active as they share their gifts, as they share who they are through Jesus Christ. And not only within this church, but out as we minister outside the walls of this building. Lord, we pray all of this through the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is God of Grace and God of Glory, number 720. Christ's body and individually members to one another. This identity does not cease when we exit these doors and disperse into our individual lives. We are united in ministry even as we are sent to serve. We are equipped with unique gifts of the Spirit: generosity, compassion, leadership, teaching, and countless others. And we are called to proclaim the crucified and risen Christ. Go from this place, committed to use your gifts to the glory of God. And know that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit goes with each of us. Amen.
Thank you.